This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. There is a very dangerous, horrible pandemic spreading around the world. You may have heard of it, or maybe not. I call it transviralism. It's kind of like, you know how transgenderism is a belief among people who abandon a biological reality and abandon the laws of genetics and gender? That's transgenderism. Well, transviralism is another type of disease that's characterized by people who pretend the coronavirus is not a pandemic and doesn't exist and doesn't present a threat to America. We're starting to see transviralism spreading, infecting the minds of left-wing media journalists, which is no surprise, since their minds barely have any defenses on their own and are pretty easy to infect and take over, as we've already seen. Transviralism allows you to say, we don't need hospitals. We don't need isolation or quarantine. We don't need to control the borders. We just need to teach people to self-identify as people without a viral infection. So at the same time that you're waving a magic wand over your crotch, and you are wishing that your penis was a vagina, you can also wish away the virus, according to the radical left. Yes, seriously, this is what happens when you have almost half the country now that is scientifically illiterate, the media scientifically illiterate, the left-wing politicians scientifically illiterate. This is what happens. You have this total denialism about biological reality. So if they don't want there to be coronaviruses, they can just wish that there aren't. And then they can live in their bubble, and AOC can speak on NPR and ask what WTF, and they can say there's no virus. And then all the leftists will say, yeah, there's no virus. You guys are just a bunch of scare stories. You guys are just a bunch of fear mongers. And then they'll say, the virus is a right-wing conspiracy. And then they'll say, Trump is a coronavirus. Like, that's why his hair is orange. That's his corona. That President Trump is actually a coronavirus. That Adam Schiff will probably come out and say that soon. We've discovered that President Trump must be impeached because he is a living human coronavirus with his eyes bugging out. So this is the kind of lunacy that you're dealing with now. All of us are dealing with where you can no longer have a reasoned, rational response to what is now a global pandemic. You can't have a reasoned response in the United States because half the country is mentally ill, quite literally mentally ill, and they no longer believe in biological reality. So how can you talk about biological organisms with a population that has abandoned biological reality? It makes it very difficult to have rational discussions on these topics when you've got all these people that just refuse to participate in reality. But they've got their bubbles. And as long as NPR tells them in a really smooth, calm voice, everything's going to be okay. Don't worry, we're academic elitists. We're the smartest people in the room. Yeah. Then they're just lulled into a zombie, you know, sleep. Like, nothing to worry about, man. Okay. That's all fine and dandy until you get infected with the coronavirus, at which point there will be a moment of reckoning. Perhaps for millions of leftists who are currently engaged in biological denialism. There will be a moment of reckoning where they start to die. There's a 15% fatality rate. They start to die and they start to wonder, maybe there's something to this. They'll tell themselves, I'm sneezing and I got a fever. I can barely breathe. I'm in the ICU in a hospital and they're wearing biohazard suits. I wonder why. Must be a right-wing conspiracy theory. I'm sure I'm fine. Wave the magic wand over your crotch again and just commit to transviralism and you can leave the hospital. Yep. And infect others, of course, with both the virus and your state of mental illness, because that's what leftists do. You know, leftists are kind of like a virus too. This whole idea that boys can turn into girls, that's a mental virus right there. Speaking of denialism, the most bizarre denialistic response to this so far has been the communist left-wing Chinese government deciding that there were just too many people being diagnosed with infections of coronavirus. And therefore, the best way to keep those numbers down would be to artificially create scarcity in the supply of diagnostic testing kits. So out of every 10 doctors that are requesting, you know, sample testing kits, only one doctor is getting the kit. So this is the new communist approach. It's like, too many people getting infected. What's the answer? Just put a limit on the testing kits, man. Obviously. That's the left-wing approach to all of this. It sounds like an idea that Ocasio-Cortez would have come up with. He's like, too much carbon dioxide. What do you do? Ban tractors. outlaw combustion engines. Like, this is the kind of idiocy that we are dealing with these radical leftists. And do they not yet realize that their denialism is going to get themselves killed? I mean, if this becomes a pandemic in the United States, it's going to burn through places like Los Angeles and San Francisco and Portland and Seattle and a lot of places on the East Coast, too. It's going to burn through cities like Houston, and it's going to be devastating. In Miami, by the way, many others. And at that point, who's it going to hit the most? It's going to hit leftists, because those are the people who tend to work in the cities. Those are the people who tend to live in those liberal cities. It's the very people who are engaged in all of this denialism. They're the ones most likely to get killed by it. So I don't know. I guess it's kind of like, it's you reap what you sow, maybe. Cause and effect, you could say. If you are living in denial of a viral pandemic, then you are unlikely to take precautions and you're more likely to be infected and killed by it. It's kind of like if you're a soldier running across a battlefield in World War II, and let's say that you have decided that there are no such things as bullets, that the Germans and their MG-42 machine guns don't exist, let's say. I don't know what you call this, trans-ballistics-ism or something. So they just decide, oh, I self-identify as a soldier that doesn't believe in bullets. And so you just go running across battlefields. Bullets can't hurt me. And pretty soon, a bullet rips through your chest. And you're bleeding out on the battlefield like, huh, maybe I should reevaluate that belief system. It did not seem to serve me very well on the battlefield. Well, you live in a society, and your belief systems have consequences. And if you are foolish enough to believe there's no such thing as a coronavirus, transviralism, then you may be taken down by that belief, just like that World War II soldier who didn't believe in bullets. The more your beliefs diverge from reality, the less safe you are and the lower your survival capabilities are, by the way. And the more aligned with reality your beliefs are, the more success you're going to have navigating that reality and surviving that reality. So my job is to just help connect you with the real world, with reality of what's actually happening, and to encourage you to think about what's happening and think a couple of steps ahead and ask yourself, what's going to happen if this thing happens? What are the repercussions of this thing happening? What are we not being told? Questions like that. That's essentially why I'm banned everywhere, because I teach people and encourage people how to think. It's not even the content that I'm saying, it's the process of me teaching people how to think for themselves. That's why I've never positioned myself as someone who you have to look to provide all the answers and don't think for yourself. I'm not your guru, not your spiritual leader. I want you to think as critically as I do and to question things just like I do. I teach people how to think, how to navigate the world. That's what makes me dangerous in the eyes of the tech giants and the powers that be, because you're not supposed to think. You're supposed to consume their lies and not question them. So if you want to stay informed and continue to get good information here and good techniques on how to think for yourself, read my website, naturalnews.com, and listen to my podcast at brighteon.com. And thank you for listening. Stay safe. I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer, and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.